Two lines from the bottom of Daf Kuf Gimel and Beis at the beginning of the Gemara. Before we begin the Gemara, let us review the Mishnah in detail. And an important point to remember before discussing the Mishnah is that we already mentioned on Daf Yud Aleph and Beis Benegia Din and Chaluka that a sada that can produce 9 kav is considered a sada fnei atzmai and chashuv. And regarding a gina, we saw a machlekes between Rabban and Rabbi Kiva, as Rabban held a gina that can produce a half a kav is chashuv. Rabbi Kiva argued and held that even if it could only produce a quarter of a kav, it's considered chashuv, and our Mishnah taught us that if Reuven told Shimon, I am selling you a base core offer, and added the words mida bechevel as measured with the rope, then both Meichel and Kech intended that the sale should be b'tzimtzum, and it should be exact, and lepachas lo yaisa, and if they then measure the sada, and it's more than a base core, but not more than 9 kav, more than a base core, so since the extra land isn't really usable by the Meichel, since it's less than 9 kav, so the Meichel can either demand that Lekech pay him for the extra land, and Shimon would keep this extra land, or the Meichel would agree that the Lekech can just return the extra land to him. However, certainly if the extra land is 9 kav or more, then the Lekech can just give the excess kaka back to the Meichel since it's a sheir sada. However, if the Meichel delivers the land to Lekech and is less than a base core, so since they agreed that the sale would be b'tzimtzum, so Lekech isn't Meichel at all, and the Meichel has to reimburse the Lekech and has to refund him the amount of money that corresponds to the shortage of land. However, certainly we can't force the Meichel to give kaka to Lekech, as we are discussing a case where this is all the kaka that the Meichel has in this area, and certainly we won't require the Meichel to go and buy kaka and give it to Lekech. And Rashbam points out, although we learned on Daf Sadik that Omer Rava called Avishav Mida Vishav Mishka Vishav Minyan Afilu Pachas Mechdei Ainoa Chayza Behavi Mekach Tais, but that has only been a game of Talflin. But when buying kaka, certainly a buyer wants to go forward and buy kaka even if it's a bit less or more than he initially thought. And when Reuven said to Shimon, Beis Kor Afani Meichelcha Mida Bechevel, is as if he said, it is approximately a base core, and once we measure it, we will make it true up. And Rashbam also explains, although we have a klal of Eino Yinor L'Kakois, however, our Mishnah is not shayach to the dinim of Yinor and does not apply in our case, as Yinor is only shayach where there's a price discrepancy. However, our Mishnah is discussing where there's a discrepancy as to the item being sold, and Sarach L'Nakos L'Loy Min Adin. And the Mishnah then taught us that if Reuven said, base core of Ani Meichelcha, Hein Chasar, Hein Yasar, so in this case, it is clear that Reuven meant to sell to Shimon approximately a base core. Therefore, as long as the overage or shortage is no larger than a ratio of a quarter of a kav per saw, or in the case where Reuven was selling a base core, 7.5 kav per base core, then the Meichel Lekech are Meichel, and no cheshbon is needed. However, if the shortage is more than 7.5 kav, and for example, there is a shortage of 10 kav, then certainly the seller has to refund the buyer, and not only would he refund the money for the shortage of 3 kav, but Lekech isn't Meichel at all, the buyer has to refund the money for the full 10 kav, and as the Mishnah ends off, however, our Mishnah actually focuses on a case where there was an overage, and as the Mishnah stated, that if the overage is more than 7.5 kav, but less than 9 kav, so there isn't a share of a sada. So since the Meicha has nothing to do with such a small parcel of land, so there was the Takanas Chachamim that there was a Yifu in the Meicha, and Chacham gave the choice to the Meicha, and the Meicha can either decide that he wants the Lekech to keep the extra space and pay him for the overage as Zenen of Zelei Chasa, or if the seller wants the kaka back, then he can ask for the kaka. However, once the overage is 9 kav or more, or by a gina, a half a kav, or according to Rabbi Kiva, a quarter kav or more, which is a sheer sada or a sheer gina, then the lekech can just return the excess amount to the seller, and the seller can't force the lekech to buy this kaka from him. As we just mentioned, the same dina would apply to a gina. Peter Chacham, once there's a discrepancy of more than a chatzi kav, or if you Rabbi Kiva, a quarter of a kav, then it's a sheer gina, and the meicher can't force the lekech to pay more money and keep the gina. And Rashbam explains that even according to Rabbi Kiva, there can be a scenario where there are 3 different levels, even by a gina, as for example, in a case where Reuven sold a half a saw of a gina to Shimon, so Reuven would be Meichel any discrepancy of less than the eighth of a kav. If the discrepancy is more than the eighth of a kav and less than a quarter of a kav, then Reuven can force Shimon to keep the excess land, and Shimon would have to compensate Reuven for the extra land as not a sheer gina, and the Takanas Chacham applies. However, once the discrepancy is a quarter of a kav or more, then Shimon can return the excess land to Reuven, since a quarter of a kav is a sheir ginal if you're Rabbi Kiva. And before we begin the Gemara, let us see the Rashbam in Dibur Maschil Afilu Pichas Reiva, where the Rashbam explains that since the seller said hein chasa hein yasa, therefore there would be mechila as the kim de amalei base kor hay de kama hein chasa hein yasa chasa yasa ma'at al base kor kama. Certainly, he only meant that it would be a little more or a little less than a base kor, then there would be a mechila avotu v'loy, but too much would not be a mechila. Then kena might come a base kor. Rashbam Ram continues and brings down the first shaila that we will see in our Gemara, that the Gemara will ask, Hecha da amalei beis ko offer stoma, where Reuven said to Shimon, I'm selling you a beis ko offer, v'loi amalei loi mida b'cheva, v'loi hein chasav hein yasa, my, what would be the halacha? The Gemara will try to bring raya's from the Reisha and from the Seif of our Mishnah, and the Gemara will ultimately come out, from our Mishnah, we can't bring a raya to the shaila at all. And Rashbam continues that since our Mishnah is talking about a case where Reuven said to Shimon, I'm going to sell you a beis ko, why did the Mishnah mention Reuven Kav, if l'chayr, the Mishnah should have said specifically that if it was less than 7.5 kav per base core, then it would be a mechila, and more than that would not be a mechila. And Rashbam explains, b'haydeh ka'amah, afilu pichas reiv l'asav, v'lai ka'amah, afilu pichas zayin kav l'mechzal kor, l'ashpin l'asav, that afilu b'mechiru m'artes, k'goyim beisah, n'imaych l'cha, hein chasa hein yasav, v'ikah chasa reiva, yasa reiva, yigiyu, that even if this would not be your case, we would be selling a base core, the same ratio and the same proportions would apply. The afagav the pligam roi, b'gemara, got b'shnei kurin, as even though we will see machlekes in the Gemara, in a case where Reuven sells two full core to Shimon, the ikleman da omad, the ikur reivel chalsa, the havel ben akol yesu mitaskav leav mechila, that once it's more than taskav and it would not be a din of mechila, but pachs mikor kulu moida, shemitchila hilechas lefi cheshbin reivel chalsa, ayin Rashbam, and finally Rashbam points out that even though we mentioned that yasa cheshbin and the lekech has to buy this land from the mecha, however, that is only if the price is still the same, and as Rashbam states, uchagayin shloi huzlu hakakais, shem huzlu loy nokav. The Gemara now begins that our Mishnah discussed a case where Reuven said to Shimon, "Base ko offer on the meichel chav mida bechavel." And the Mishnah taught us that pichas kolshu yinaka and hoisa kolshu yachzer. And then the Mishnah taught us a case where Reuven said to Shimon, "Base ko offer on the meichel chav hein chasa hein yasa." Then we stated, "Afilu pichas reivel sa hoisa reivel sa higiu etc." And as Rashbam pointed out, the Gemara will ask a shayla, what would be the halacha if Reuven only said to Shimon beis ko afa ani meichel lecha, and he didn't say mida bechevel, he also didn't say hein chasa vein yasa? Would this case be compared to the first case in the Mishnah, or would we compare this case to the second case in the Mishnah? And as the Gemara continues, Yibaylu, we had Val and Shaila beis ko stam amai, if Reuven says to Shimon beis ko afa ani meichel lecha, and he didn't say mida bechevel, and he also didn't say hein chasa vein yasa, what would be the halacha? Tashma, and the Gemara will now try to bring a raya for the ratio of the Mishnah, as the ratio states, if Reuven says to Shimon beis ko afa ani meichel, then as we saw, the Mishnah told us that there is no Mechila, and therefore Pachas Kol Shu Yinaka and Hoisa Kol Shu Yachzer. We continue on Daf Kuf Dalim Med Aleph, and it's Mashma that the only time that this Halach applies is only because Reuven said to Shimon that I'm selling you a Kor, but he also said Mid Bechevel. However, Hastama Kein Chasein Yasidami, and it's Mashma that if Reuven would have just stated that I'm selling you a base Kor offer, and he didn't say Mid Bechevel, then it has Halacha like Hein Chasein Yasar, and the Dinam of Mechila would apply. But the Gemara states, Imo Seifa, let us see the Seifa of the Mishnah. As in the second case of the Mishnah, the Mishnah stated, Vim Amalai Hin Chasa Hin Yasa, Afilu Pichas Reivel Asa, Ahaisu Reivel Asa Higiu, that the Din of Mechila applies, where Reuven specifically said to Shimon, I'm selling you a base core offer, Hin Chasa Hin Yasa, which Mashma Hastama, that if Reuven would have just said to Shimon, that I'm selling you a base core offer, and he didn't say Hin Chasa Hin Yasa, and he didn't say Mida Bechevel, then the Din of Mechila would not apply, and Kamida Bechevel Dami, and Allah would be as if Reuven would have said to Shimon that I'm selling you this base core offer and it's mida bechevel, and therefore the Gemara says el mehal lekel mishmah mina, that in the chenami from our Mishnah you can't bring a raya to the shayla, and we still have the shayla that what would happen if Reuven said to Shimon that I'm selling you a base core offer and he didn't say mida bechevel, and he also didn't say hein chasa hein yasa. And as Rashbam points out at the bottom of Daf Kuf Gimel Beis, that the Gemara shayla is that do we say that when Reuven says to Shimon base core offer ani meichel lecha and he says the stama, then do we say lemida bechevel min bin lei the stam mishemasa limka beis kor daitel tzamtem b'loy machol midi ad am beferish hein chasa hein yasa v'm pichis kol shu yinaka v'm hoisa kol shu yachzer oy lehin chasa hein yasa med min lei. Or do we say that even though he said stama, we should compare it to the case of hein chasa hein yasa, the mistama machol inish reiv l'sa u'mishum de ikal ufush masis b'shteit tzadin kabay loy. And the reason why we're asking the shayla is because we could try to bring a raya from our Mishnah to either one of these tzadim, as we just saw in the Rashbam at the top of Amid. Rashbam explains that if we can't bring a raya to the shayla, so why was the Mishnah so unclear, and why didn't the Mishnah speak about what the halacha would be in a case where Reuven said to Shimon beis ko afa ani meichel lecha, and he said it's stama? And Rashbam explains that since we will see in the Mishnah on Daf Kuf Dalam Beis that the Mishnah will actually speak about a case where Reuven used both of these lashonis in one statement, and he said to Shimon beis ko afa mida bechevel ani meichel lecha hein chasa hein yasa, then the Mishnah teaches us batal hein chasa hein yasa mida bechevel, we are typhus lashon acharin, and similar in a case case where Reuven said to Shimon, Hein Chase Hein Yasa, and then he said, Mida Bechevel, then Batal Mida Bechevel, Hein Chase Hein Yasa, and once again, which place Lashon Achrein. Therefore, the Rashbam explains, Hilkach Itzuch Lemister Beresha, Hechad Amalei Hayoi Hay, does Lina Bosa Hulishin the Amalei, Al Besefe the Amal Tabayu, Vesoysen Zezer, Holoch Acha Achrein, as Benanas teaches us. I in the third Taisis on the Amid, in Diva Masra Alam Holoch Lemishmina, where he points out a similar idea to Rashbam, and he states, Like Kasha Rishla Sefer, the Lishin of the Chavin Aldav Dafka, Vele Nokte Alam Mishim Sefer, Kedapirisha Kuntris. And Gemara now continues and tries to bring another Raya to Ashayla, as what would happen if Reuven said to Shimon, based Ko'af Ani Meichelacha, and he said it's Stoma, and the Gemara states, Tashma, I'll bring you Raya from a Brisa, as the Brisa states that if Reuven says to Shimon, one of the following three Lishinis, either he said, based Ko'af Ani Meichelacha, or he said, Kibbeis Ko'af Ani Meichelacha, or he said, Hin Chase Hin Yasa Ani Meichelacha, the Brisa teaches us that in all these cases, Afilum Pichas Reuven and therefore, it seems clear from this brisa that if Reuven just said to Shimon, and he didn't say, it's as if he said, and the din of mechila does apply. The Gemara responds that you can't bring raya from that brisa, as Hasan Purusha come Farish, as even though we originally thought that we're talking about three separate cases, but really it's only one case. And the proper way to read the brisa is that the brisa means to say, Ezu base kor, shehigi base. And in what case could we have a scenario that Reuven said base core of ani meichelcha, and even so, it's as if he said that I'm selling you about a base core, and the din of memchila would apply. Could going to amalei hein chase hein yasa. That's in a case where Reuven said base core of ani meichelcha, and he added in the words hein chase hein yasa. And therefore, in that case specifically, the din of memchila would apply. But in a chenami, if Reuven would have only said base core of ani meichelcha, then potentially would have the din like mida bechevel, and the din of memchila would not apply. The Gemara continues, Maskula Rav Ashi. Rav Ashi asks a question on this teretz of the Gemara, the Imkein, Ani Meichelecha, Ani Meichelecha, Lamali, that if you're telling me that this Bryce is actually talking about one scenario, and the Bryce is explaining that even if Reuven would only say, Beis Ko'af Ani Meichelecha, then there's a possibility that there would be Mechila if he added in at the end, Hein Chas Hein Yasa, and that would have the same halacha as if Reuven said to Shimon, Ke Beis Ko'af Ani Meichelecha, and surely in that case, the din of Mechila would apply, as he didn't say, I'm telling you exactly a Beis Kor, and Reuven specifically said, that I'm selling you approximately a base core, but l'chari, if that's the case, then why would the Brisa say the words Ani Meichelcha in all cases? And as Rashbam states, that the Brisa should have said that if Reuven says to Shimon, base core offer, ke base core offer, that what is the case where if Reuven said base core offer, it's as if he said ke base core offer, hein chase hein yasa Ani Meichelcha, that's in the case where he added in the words hein chase hein yasa. Since the Brisa added in the words Ani Meichelcha three times, it's mashma that the Brisa is talking about three separate scenarios, and l'chari, we should have Rayatash Shaila, that even though Reuven only said to Shimon base ko'af ani meichelcha, it's as if Reuven said to Shimon hein chase hein yasa, the din of mechila would apply. And as the Gemara states, alav shma mina stam minami kein chase hein yasa dami shma mina, and there's a good raya. And ayin tez dino maschel im kein ani meichelcha lamli. And he points out in this question of Rav Ashi bekama duchti daikachi or bekama duchti loy daik, that even though we're over here we're medayik this way, but there are many places where we find similar lishonis and we are not medayik this way, and it could be that tez just explaining that regarding this brisa, it makes sense or if Ashi would ask this question, and since by saying the Lashon Ani Meichelcha three times, it's mashma that we're talking about three separate cases, we will be able to bring a raya to what the halacha would be in a case where Reuven said to Shimon, Beis Ko'afa Ani Meichelcha Stama. So if the brisa did not want us to make this mistake and bring a raya to the Shaila, then the brisa should have been more specific and should not have said the Lashon Ani Meichelcha three times. And also, Ayin Teisa Dilma Masra Alav Shmamina Staminami Kein Chasein Yasidami. And Taisis is Betema, the Kivin Tanaresha, base core offer, Stoma, the Gio, and my Istrich Lemisi Sefer, Hin Chasein Yasa, the Koshkenu. And Lachira, since the ratio of this Brisa taught us that even if Reuven only said to Shimon that I'm selling you a base core offer, and he said it's Stoma, that the din is that Mechila applies, certainly in a case where Reuven said to Shimon, Hin Chasein Yasa, then certainly Mechila would apply, and why did Brisa have to bring the third case? And Taisis answers, Vishleima, Lashmi Inon, Dafil Hochi, Dafka base Reva, Aviasim Reva Lai, that the third case of the Brisa is teaching us that you would think that even if it would be more than a base reva, then it would still be a mechila. Kamash one, that the only amount that a lekech or a mecher is mechel, only up to a quarter of a kab per saw. Inami tana sefer legluy reisha. We wouldn't say the sefer shalei toima reisha da amalei hin chasei yasa, and therefore tana sefer hin chasei yasa mechal de reisha v'loy ka amalei uche in zeh yesh bekam mekaymais. And the Gemara continues and quotes from our Mishnah ma'u machzalei mois. We explain that the Mishnah is teaching us that in a case where we said to Shimon hin chasei yasa, and the seller actually provides a lekech with a piece of kaka that's more than a base base core, and the overage is more than a quarter of a kav per saw, or 7.5 kav per base core, and it's less than 9 kav per base core, then since the meicha doesn't have anything to do with a piece of karka that is only 7.5 kav, so therefore the chacham made a takana that the meicha could tell the lekeach that you have to keep this piece of karka and you have to compensate me for the additional 7.5 kav that I delivered to you. We also explain that if the meicha decides that he wants to keep that piece of karka, then the meicha could do so, and there's a yifur to the meicha, and we give the meicha the upper hand. The Gemara now asks, liyafis keicha shel meicha minon, liyafis keicha shel lekeach le'er minon, are you saying that we're only miyafir the keicha of the meicha, and the lekeach doesn't have any rights? And for example, the lekeach wants to keep the 7.5 kav, and the meicha says that although it's not the proper size of a sada, I still want you to return the karka to me, that the meicha could force the lekeach to return the karka to him, and the lekeach would not have a right to say to the meicha that I want to keep this karka as I don't want you to be next to my field, and I want to pay you for the additional karka that you gave me. And as Rashbam states, that filu hecha dechafetz alekeach liktis samisa kadesh lo yikanez al meicha besedeo lekafinu lemeicha limka. And of course, this bitmiya, and the Gemara is asking a shayla, and the Gemara brings a raya, not like that, as batani we learned to the brisa picha shivas kavin umechzel kora. If there's a shortage and the meicha actually gives the lekeach a base core minus 7.5 kav, or hoist the shivas kavin umechzel kora, or there's an overage and he gave lekeach 7.5 kav more than the kora hegiu, then there's mechila. But yosim in kan, if it would be more than that share, kaivin lemeicha limka v'elas lekeach likach. And just like we forced the buyer to buy this land, if the meicha doesn't want this land as it's less than 9 kav, we would also allow the lekeach to purchase the land against the will of the seller, and we'd force the seller to sell this land to the lekeach. As Rashbam explains, that there was a takon hachamim in this case as well. Kadesh lo yidreis esil sadeo v'yitzarach li shomim menu v'meicha in nizav b'kach the lechaz lemidei ha'uporta. And lemaisa, since it's less than 9 kav, therefore the meicha is not losing out. And once again, it's zanana v'zei lechasa. The Gemara answers that really we were correct that we only say liyafes keich shel meicha and liyafes keich shel lekeach lo yaminon. Even though the Brisa stated koyves hameicha limka, which is mashma that we miyapa koyech shalikeach. However, hasam kagoyin davi akir meikara v'zol hashda aminolei iari yavislei havlei kazoy l'dhashda. The Brisa teaches us that even though we have a din that we miyapa koyech shalmeicha, and surely since the overage of this land is less than 9 kav, and therefore the meicha would not have anything to do with it, so the chacham v'masakin the meicha could demand that the lekeach buy this extra parcel of land from him, but that is only in a case where it's actually the same value as it was at the time that the sale occurred. And for example, when Reuven sold this land to Shimon, the value of land was $100 per kav. So at this point, if there's an overage of 8 kav, so Reuven would force Shimon to pay him $800 in order to buy the extra 8 kav. However, certainly if the value of the land went down, and now instead of being $100 per kav, it's only $50 per kav, so Reuven can't say to Shimon that you have to buy this extra 8 kav, and you have to pay me based on the original price, and you must pay me $800. As the mice at this point, the value of this karka is only $400, and as Rashbam points out, the daylecha mi'afu chacham keicha lidlus b'cha mecha hamoisa b'amois oichazoros karka hecha doleka hefsa lekech, only in the case where there's no hefsa for lekech, the havalei zeh nenem zeh nechasa aval lidlus lekech b'shasa zeh k'shasa yeke le'aminan, but certainly we won't force lekech buy this karka at a more expensive price than the current market value. Ela oitam le b'zoil oitul karka shelcha. Rashbam explains that when the Brisa stated koyves hamecha limkar, it doesn't mean that we mamish forced the mecha to sell to lekech, as certainly the mecha has a choice, but it means that we forced the mecha to sell to lekech based on the lower price, and if he doesn't want to sell it to him based on the lower price, then certainly the mecha would have to take back the full 8 kav. And at the end of Rashbam, Diba Masel, the Amrin Lei, the Rashbam states, V'hai ditoni v'es lekech likach, hainu shim chafetz mecha lutnau, but mei azol, then koyves lekech likach, mishum yifu koyach to mecha, even if the price went down, but if the mecha says to the lekech that I don't want these 8 kav as I have nothing to do with it, and I'll sell to you based on today's price, and I'll sell to you for $400, then certainly the meicha could force the lekech to buy it, and there's a yifu koyach to meicha. And the Gemara will continue and ask that how can you say that if the value of property went down, then the meicha has to sell the property to lekech at the lower value, and not at the price that it was at the time of the sale. But Tanya, but we have a brisa that says, punk fakert, that kashu noisenlai, when the lekech pays the meicha, noisenlai kashash lakachem imenu, that the buyer has to pay based on the value at the time that they made the sale. And l'chayr, that would mean that even though it went down in value, and at this point it's only worth $50 $100 per kav, that the lekech would still have to pay $100 per kav to the meicha. And it seems that even in this case, we would miapakech the meicha. And the Gemara answers, Hasam could going to have a zayla meikar via kar lahashta, that in chenami, this price is not talking about a case where originally was worth $100 and now went down to $50, but we're talking about a case where originally when Reuven and Shimon agreed to this transaction, it was worth $100 per kav, and now when they realized that there's actually more land, it went up to $200 per kav, and now the meicha wants to tell the lekech that for the additional 8 kav, you have to pay me $1,600, and the b'risa tells us that certainly in this case, we would not be miyapa kech the meicha, and certainly the lekech would only have to pay based on the original price of $100 per kav, and all he would have to pay is $800. Therefore, it doesn't make a difference if the price and value of kaka went up or went down. Yad lekech al yoyna, lekech would always pay the cheaper price, and as Rashbam points out, going to have a zoyla meikar, the omeli lekech, le be'in liktis kaka b'yeka, the meikar namim, le mutesha mutsisi b'zoyla, le yis lekech, v'chol eich adis le tayna ma'al yis lekech, le yafu kachom kech ne meicha, hilkech amreitzu meicha lechvesa, yit le kishash lechach tayna b'zoyla, the hash to lesle tayna lekech, v'yikna bal kochai, and the Gemara continues and quotes from the Mishnah, shem shaya besod the base tisha kabin, machs le zakaka, that certainly in a case where there was an overage of more than a quarter of a kav per saw, and the overage was 9 kav or more, then the meicha cannot force the lekech to purchase this kaka, as since an area that's 9 kav is considered a sada, therefore the lekech could tell the meicha that you can't force me to buy this, as lemaisa you have use for this, and you could use this sada since it's a full 9 kav. Certainly in this case, that the Kanz Chacham was not stated, there was no reason to be a meapa kayach to meicha, and the Gemara now brings a machlekes between Rav Huna and Rav Nachman, as Omer Rav Huna test kav sh'amru afil bika g'dayla, and once you get to the point where you have a full 9 kav, not only is there no din of yifu l'meicha, but there is no din mechila at all, even though the Mishnah stated v'im omar hein chasa hein yasa afilu pichas reib l'sah hoisi reib l'sah higiyu, and there is mechila, however that is only if the overage is up to 9 kav, but once there would be an overage of more than 9 kav, then certainly a seller would not be mechilet hel v'yesh b'meisel chashiv esada. Certainly in this case, the lekech would have to return this kaka to the meicha. 3 lines on the bottom of the Amid, Rashbam points out, umiyu calls madli have a test kabin moidra afuna do reib l'beis sah have mechila, but certainly if you didn't get to the point where the excess and the overage 9 kav or more, then certainly the din of mechila would apply. And for example, kagoyin based lamed hei saw nani mechilcha, if Reuven says to Shimon, I'm selling you 35 saw, which is of course a core plus 5 additional saw, v'ik lamed hei revayin moisa dahinu test kabin chasir reiva have mechila. So in that case, if there would be a scenario where there's an overage of a quarter of a kav per saw, based on a cheshbon of 35 saw, would actually total 8 3/4 of a kav, certainly the din of mechila would apply, and the meicha would be meichel this amount to the lekech, and the lekech would not have to return the 8 3/4 of a kav that is extra, and he wouldn't have to pay for it either. However, the Gemara continues, Rab Nachman Omer, Rab Nachman says, nice and shivas kav and mechzel chol kor v'kor, that doesn't make a difference how much area of land that Reuven is selling to Shimon, that there's always a loss factor and a ratio of a quarter of a kav per saw. For example, if Reuven sells to Shimon 2 kor, even if there would be an overage of 15 kav, the din of the Mishnah would still apply, and we would say that Reuven was meichel that amount to Shimon, and Shimon would not have to pay for this amount, as Reuven was meichel this amount to Shimon, and even though it's more than the share of a sada, and it's more than 9 kav. As Rashbam states at the bottom of Amid, v'leishna reiva echel esah echad, v'leishna elef revayim le'elef sayin, have mechila, the din of mechila always applies, as long as it's in the ratio of a quarter of a kav per saw. We continue on daf kuftalam and beis, and Rav Nachman continues, v'ikam milsi yaseiru letisha kabin hadri, once you go over the ratio of a quarter of a kav per saw, then in the scenario where that amount equals at least 9 kav, then certainly the Tekanos Chacham doesn't apply, and Reuven can't force Shimon to purchase this extra kaka for him. Therefore, Shimon could say to Reuven, I don't want to buy this kaka, and since the overage is at least 9 kav, so there's already a share of a sada, and the lekech could say to the meicha, ha'ikah be'radu yayma, that there's enough area that you could plow for one day, b'lo mafsim meicha midi, and therefore certainly the din of zenen of zelei chasa doesn't apply, and the lekech could return the kaka to the meicha. And the Gemara continues, esvi revelar of Nachman, Ravi asked the following shayla to Rav Nachman from our Mishnah, that how could you say that there's always a din of mechila, and even if it's more than 9 kav, but our Mishnah clearly states, shem shaya besada beis tisha kabin, machsel lo yisakaka, and lav dezovin lekurayim, and it's mashmor that even if Reuven sold to Shimon 2 kor, then once the overage is at least 9 kav, then the din is that the lekech could return the kaka to the meicha. The din of mechila doesn't apply once it's the share of a sada, and l'chayr we see exactly like Rav Huna, and against Rav Nachman, Nachman, and the Gemara answers, Loi, that's not right from a Mishnah, at the Zavon Lekor, as specifically our Mishnah was talking about a case where Reuven sold exactly a kor to Shimon, and that's why the Mishnah states, once the overage is 9 kav, Mechilo didn't apply, as it's more than a Reva kav per saw, then we also do not say that there's a Yifu Yilkayach Lamecha, as Lamecha is a Shir Sada, as we explained. Lechayu, this Teret seems Pashut, as the Mishnah stated, based kor on Mechilacha, and we were talking about a scenario where Reuven sold to Shimon exactly a base kor. And the Rashbam is bothered by this question, and he explains that the reason why the Gemara asked this question is the Halak Tani Vim Shire base kor test kabin kiriktani ratio base kor afani mechlecha. That since in the Sefer the Mishnah doesn't mention anything about a base kor, Alma filu bibikdela ka'ama test kabin hadri lamecha, the kashal Rab Nachman, the Ammichil Habin, kalhechid lemati tfei revelacholsa, and it's mashma that when the Mishnah mentions the shear of test kabin, that it's even referring to a bikdela, and even in a case where Reuven sold two korim to Shimon, the din would be that once it's nine kav, that's hadri lamecha, and there is no longer din of mechila, and therefore it's a question to Rav Nachman and a riot to Rav Huna. The Gemara continues and asks a similar question from the case of a gina in the Mishnah, or the gina beis chatzi kav, and it's mashmal lav do zovnei sasayim, that even though you sold the sasayim, that once it gets to the point where there's a chatzi kav, then the din of mechila doesn't apply, since that's a share of a gina. And the Gemara once again answers, loy, the zovnei saw, that we're talking about a scenario where Reuven sold exactly a saw to Shimon, and the Mishnah is just teaching us that once you get to the point where there's an overage of a chetzi kav, which is a shear of a gina, then the din of yifu koyach lamecha doesn't apply, and the buyer can't be forced to purchase the overage and to purchase a chetzi kav of a gina, as the maisa is a full gina, and therefore you could say to the mecha that I want to give it back to you, and I don't want to purchase that area. The Gemara continues and asks the same question from the next part of the Mishnah, as the Mishnah stated, chadiv Rabbi Kiva beis reiva, as since Rabbi Kiva holds that a quarter of a kav is the shear of a gina, so if Reuven sold a gina to Shimon and it was an overage of a reiva kav, then Reuven can't force Shimon to purchase that excess and that overage, and instead Shimon could just return the reiva kav of the gina to Reuven. The Gemara asks, my lav the zavon le'saw, and l'chayr we're talking about a case where Reuven only sold the saw to Shimon, and even though we previously stated that someone is meichel or half a kav per saw, but l'fi Rabbi Kiva, since Reuven sold a gina to Shimon and there was a share of a quarter of a kav, then the din of mechila would not apply, even though it's less than half a kav, and l'chayr this seems against the din of Rav Nachman. And once again, the Gemara answers, loy the zavon le'chatzi saw, that we're not talking about a case where Reuven sold a full saw to Shimon, but Reuven actually sold a half a saw of a gina to Shimon. So then the Mishnah teaches us that since you bought a half a saw, the din of mechila would apply if the overage is only an eighth of a kav, as that is the same ratio as a quarter of a kav per saw. In this case, if the overage would be between an eighth of a kav and a quarter of a kav, then certainly we would say the din of yifu koyach lemecha, and the mecha would be able to force the lekech to buy it, as he has no use for such a small gina. However, if the overage would be a quarter of a kav, then lemaisa it's a share of a gina, and therefore the mecha cannot force the lekech to purchase this, as the lekech will say that lemaisa is a share of a gina, and therefore you have use for this land, and I don't have to purchase it from you, and the takanas chacham doesn't apply. But in a chanami, in a case where Reuven would sell to Shimon a full saw, then lefir Reb Nachman, even if the share of the excess would be a quarter of a kav for the entire saw, then certainly the din of mechila would still apply, as lemaisa we always go with the ratio of a quarter of a kav per saw, and even though in the case of a gina, a quarter of a kav is a share of a gina, we would still apply the din of mechila. Nain Rashbam, who points out, l'shein sachirim yesh ve'im behem mamish, and there are other ways to learn the sugya, Rivet Rashbam states, ve'im behem mamish. Before we continue with the next gemara, let us point out that when someone wanted to make a gina, there was a need for a lot of water, and if an area did not have so much water, then they would use that as a sada, they would plant grain. However, if there was a river that got larger, or a spring came and added more water to this area, then certainly a person would rather use an area for a gina than for a sada, as it was more profitable to have a gina than to have a sada. And let's also remember that the share for a sada is 9 kav, and according to the Chacham, the share of a gina is a half a kav. The Gemara now continues, Boy Rav Ashi, so Rav Ashi had a shayla, sada v'nasas gina, or gina v'nasas sada mai, and he ends off, teku, and he's not pushed to shayla. And Rav Ashi's question is, then let's say Reuven sold a field to Shimon, the entire field was either one or two saw, and Lemaisa, there was an overage of more than a quarter of a kav per saw, and for example, if he sold him two saw, it was an overage that was more than two quarters of a kav, and certainly the din of mechila doesn't apply, and since at the time that Reuven sold this field to Shimon, the overage was less than 9 kav, so certainly the din is that B'teris Yaseh Cheshbin, based on the Takhon's Chachamim, Reuven can demand that Shimon buy this parcel of land from him. However, prior to Shimon buying this parcel of land from Reuven or returning the parcel of land to Reuven, the parcel of land became ready for Gina as the river that was close by got larger or a spring developed, and therefore you could use this area as a garden. Rav Ashi has a shaila that do we say that we look at the time of the Mechira, and at the time of the Mechira it was ready for a Sada, overage was less than 9 kav, and therefore Reuven could force Shimon to buy this property from him? Or do we say that the entire reason of the Takanas Chachamim of Yibum Meicha is only because the Meicha would have nothing to do with this property, but now that it's Roy for Gina, and the overage is a Chetzi Kav, which is Roy for Gina, so maybe at this point Shimon could tell Reuven, I want to give you back the Gina, as it's a Chetzi Kav and has a Shem Gina, and therefore the Takanas Chachamim should not apply. Rav Ashi has a question in the reverse manner as well, that let's say when Reuven sold this field to Shimon, it was Roy to be a Gina, and it was an overage of Chetzi Kav, therefore Reuven couldn't force Shimon to actually pay him for this land and to keep the land. Well, the Maisa, after the sale, the land dried up, and at this point it was impossible to use this land as a Gina, so maybe Reuven should be able to say to Shimon, you can't give me back this Kaka, as I won't be able to use it for anything, as even though it's a Chetzi Kav, but the Maisa it's dried up, and therefore I can't use it as a Gina, and it's still 9 Kav, and therefore it doesn't have a Shem Sada either. Reuven should be able to force Shimon to buy this piece of land from him. The Maisa the Gemara states, Teku, and Rav Ashi was not pushed to Shaila. Ayn Rashbam, who points out, Venera Be'inai, the Dafka Kimboyle, Kagoyim, the Lekka Ben Shas Mechel, Shas Medida, El Teres Chazor, Vasiyas Cheshbin. Rav Ashi's question was specifically in a case. Certainly, Shimon had to pay back Reuven, as the overage was more than a quarter of a cow per saw. The only Shaila is if Reuven has a right to force Shimon to actually buy this parcel, or does Shimon have a right to tell Reuven that I don't want this parcel and I want to return the parcel to you? And as the Rashbam states, the Man of Shach Lekka Mechila, however, the Rashbam continues that according to the Shita of Rav Huna that we had at the bottom of that Kavdal and Aleph, Benegia Sada, once the overage is more than 9 Kav, then certainly there is no Mechila, and even if you're buying 2 base core, and similarly Benegia Gina, once you get to a point that's more than a half a Kav, then since it has a Shem Gina, then there is no Mechila, and even if Reuven sold to Shimon a large parcel of land, so L'chaira, L'fizeh, we could also have another scenario where there's an Afgamina if it would be a Sada or a Gina. For example, if originally when Reuven sold this field to Shimon, it was a Sada, and the overage was less than a quarter of a Kav per Besa, and for example, the overage was only 7 Kav, and in that case, there's certainly a Din of Mechila, and then right afterwards, it became a Gina, and certainly at this point, the Din of Mechila does not apply, as Lefi Rav Huna, the entire Din of Mechila doesn't apply by a Gina, where the overage is more than a half a Kav, which is a Shem Gina, but Zokter Rashbam, that certainly Rav Ashi did not have a Shaila, Vada Basami Karaz Linan Kivin Machal Machal, as certainly we'd go based on the original purchase, and at that point it was a Sada, and certainly Reuven was already Meichel to Shimon, and therefore he can't retract from that Mechila. Rashbam gives an example, Chagoyin Alib Rav Huna, Shemachaloi Mechila Sasayim Sada, Vahisham Moisa Bez Revoim, Revel Asa, Dav Mechila, Vahash Nasis Gina, Biad Lekech, Vav Beteris Chazar, Rav Huna, Hasan Vada, Meid Rav Ashi, the Basam Mechariz Linan, Shrei Machal Venaslan, Ha Bez Revoim, Vechein Ikar, Ayin Sham. Gemara continues that even though our Mishnah stated that if Reuven sells a base court to Shimon, the overage is over a quarter of a kav per saw, total overage is more than 7.5 kav, but less than 9 kav, then the din is Yasa Cheshbin. Reuven could force Shimon to keep the karka and pay him the difference in the price. The Gemara will now continue and bring a brisa that qualifies this din. As Tana, we learned to the brisa, in my Yisamach HaSedeh, Wafilu Kolshu, Machsel Karka, if the field that Reuven is selling to Shimon is not the only field that Reuven owns, and Reuven owns a field that's right adjacent to this field, so although the overage was only a drop less than 7.5 kav, but the Maisa, since he has a field that's right next to it, so Reuven can say that Lemaisa I have nothing to do with this parcel as it's less than 9 kav, and as we explained, a Sheer Sada is 9 kav, but Lemaisa over here, since Reuven owns a parcel of land that's right next door to it, and if you take this overage and you put it together with the other field, then certainly Reuven has an ability to use this karka, and therefore the Takanas Chachamim of Yipul Lemaicha doesn't apply. The Gemara continues, Boy Rav Ashi, or Rav Ashi Yesa Shaila, that certainly if this field would be right next to Reuven's field, and certainly you combine it together with Reuven's other field, and therefore Reuven can't force Shimon to actually buy this parcel, and Reuven would have to take the parcel back. However, Rav Ashi has a shaila that what would be the din if there's a bar of water that's situated right between the field that Reuven's selling to Shimon and Reuven's other field? Would we say that Lemaisa, since it's been mafsik, therefore you can't be mistar of these two fields, and Lemaisa Reuven could force Shimon to purchase the overage? Or do we say that Lemaisa it's right next to his field and there's only a bar that's being mafsik? We would not consider that the bar is being mafsik, and therefore the two sadais would be mitzaref, and the Gemara Gemara continues, and the Rashbam states that all the Shailos of Rav Ashi will be based on Intim Sulema De'inim Mafsik, that if you will say that a borer is not considered Hefsik, and therefore the two fields could be Mistarif, so Rav Ashi is Amasamayu Ma'ushe Tafsik, Derech Ra'am Ma'ushe Tafsik, Rich B'Diklo Ma'ushe Tafsik, and he ends off as a Teku, and Rav Ashi's Shailos are that what would be if instead of there being a borer there, which is not so wide, but instead there's an actual Amasamayim, and there's an irrigation canal, it's an Amma wide, and it's running between the two fields, so maybe we would say that would be a Hefsik, or do we say that it's still not a Hefsik, and the two fields could be Mitzarev, and even if you're going to say that the two fields should be Mitzarev, because it's an Amas HaMayim, and it's useful to the field, but Rav Ashi now is, what would be if there would be a Derech HaRabim that's separating between the field that Reuven sold to Shimon and Reuven's other field, would we say that it's Mafsik, or would we say that even in this case, it would still not be Mafsik? And Rashbam points out, that the Gias of our Gemara is correct, and what goes Derech HaRabim Mau, Kogon Sheish Kan Shvil, Shel Tezayin Amo, Shehochem Menu L'Sadeis, that there's a path that goes between Sadeis, which is 16 Amos wide, Al Roshis Rabim Mamish, Iklam Eimad, De'in L'chol Hefzik, Gadol Mezeh, that certainly there would not be a Shaila if there would be Roshis Rabim between these two fields, and certainly an actual Roshis Rabim, which is 16 Amos wide, and there are so many people that traveling between these areas, then certainly that would be a Hefzik between the two fields. Finally, Rav Ashi is that Imtim Sin Loima, that Derech HaRabim is not considered Hefzik, and therefore the two fields could be Mitzarev. However, what would be the din if there's an actual line of palm trees that separate between the two fields and they create a complete separation? And maybe in this case, we would say there would be a hefsek between the two fields and therefore they would not be mitzarev. And the Gemara ends off teku and the Gemara is not pushed at these shaylos. Keep in mind that when we learned the brisa that stated in Mayim Samchos Tadeo Afilu Kolshu Max Lekaka, we learned it based on the first explanation of the Rashbam. And the Rashbam states, V'istam Mefashi, however, others explain, Hai Kolshu, when the brisa speaks about a Kolshu, Afilu Pachs Merevel Sokama, the Yachsev Loi Machol, Hoyil Vyeshli Sada Besamachoza, since Reuven has another parcel of land that's right next to the land that he's selling to Shimon, therefore Reuven would not even be Michael, Revel Kav Lasa, and certainly he wants to sell as little as possible since his Sada is right next to the Sada. However, Rashbam says, Vlab Milsi, Dimke, Mai Hanale, Hain Chasei Nyasa, Lemaisa, when Reuven sold this parcel of land to Shimon, he used the Lashon Hain Chasei Nyasa, Kedakoni Masisin, Inami Loi Oma Hain Chasei Nyasa, we already had a shayla. If Reuven said to Shimon that I'm selling you base core offer and he didn't mention Hein Chasein Yasa, if the din would be that similar to case of Hein Chasein Yasa, and we already push it that it's similar to the din of Hein Chasein Yasa, and Mechila certainly applies, and therefore since Reuven said Hein Chasein Yasa, it doesn't make a difference if his field is right next to this field, he certainly was Michael up to the shear of a quarter of a kab per saw, ayin Rashbam. And finally the Gemara continues and it quotes from the Mishnah, as the Mishnah stated, once Shimon is returning this parcel, then not only will he return the quarter of a kav, Shimon will have to return the entire overage. The Gemara is, klapilai, l'chiru, the svar should go in the opposite direction, and pum fakert, the mashmais of the Lashon of the Mishnah is, that the greater chiddush is, that the maisa and the overage goes back to Reuven, and the maisa we know that the greater chiddush is, that the roiva kav goes back to Reuven as well, as even though Reuven is generally Meichel Reva Kav, however, once it goes over Reva Kav, then Reuven is not Meichel anything. Gemara states, in Chanami, Tani Ravan Barav Nachman, that Ravan Barav Nachman taught that the following is the proper way to read our Mishnah, that not only does Shimon have to return to Reuven the amount that's over the share of Reva Kav Lasaw, but Shimon will also have to return the Reva Kav Lasaw, and even though generally Reuven is Meichel that amount, however, once it's over that share, and it's over 7.5 kav per base core, and certainly once Reuven is not Meichel the amount that's over 7.5 kav, then he's not Meichel any parcel at all, and Shimon has to return the entire overage and the entire amount that's more than a base core. And Rashbam points out that the same thing would apply where there was a shortage and Reuven actually delivered to Shimon less than a full base core, and for example, he delivered a base core minus 8 kavin. Although if Shimon would have been shorted by 7.5 kav, then certainly Shimon would be Meichel. However, now that he was shorted more than 7.5 kav, then there's no mechila at all. Reuven has to refund to Shimon the full amount of the payment that he made for the full 8 kavin, and we will stop over here.